Well, good evening. Good evening, Adam. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, guys, folks in Iowa and people in Missouri, we're friends. And we've been friends for a long time, but it wasn't always that way. Believe it or not, there was a time when Iowa and Missouri almost went to war, and it was over taxes. Now, here's what happened. In the early 1800s, Missouri redrew its borders. So Missouri sent some tax collectors up to Iowa to take some money from Iowans. Now, you can imagine how that went over. Now, the folks in Iowa didn't like the folks from Missouri coming up to take their money, so they told the folks from Missouri to go home. The folks from Missouri didn't like being told to go home. They wanted the Iowans to pay up. So on their way back to Missouri, they cut down 3 honey trees and took them back to Missouri. Well, the folks from Iowa said, if you're going to steal our trees, it's not going to make us very happy. So the folks from Iowa went and they got their guns. Then the people in Missouri said, well, if the people in Iowa are going to go and get their guns, we're going to go and get our guns too. So the militias were called out. And you had the Iowans on their side of the border and the Missourians on their side of the border, and there was anger, there were threats, there was intimidation. We were bound for war. But then it got a little cold and everybody went home. And ever since then, peace has reigned between Missouri and Iowa. And Governor Reynolds and I talked earlier, and we agreed that what we need to be cutting down are not trees, but taxes. And we're going to do that together. Folks, it's great to be here, and it is great to support an incredible governor like Kim Reynolds. It's absolutely outstanding. You know, and what Kim is doing, she's doing what Republican governors do. Creating jobs, keeping people safe, making sure that our states are growing and prospering. And that's why today in the United States of America, we have 34 Republican governors. And that's why I'm here today, and that's why it's important for all of us who are here today to make sure that Kim Reynolds stays as the governor of Iowa. You know, my boxing coach used to always say to me, and he'd say to all the guys who he trained, he'd say, if you want different, do different. And the message was very simply that if you wanted a different result from your life, then you're going to have to take different action. And the fact is, Kim Reynolds is a governor who's willing to do what it takes to get results. She's willing to do different. You know, Kim Reynolds recently gave a graduation speech at a prison. Gave a graduation speech at a prison. First governor to do so. She wanted to make sure that as these prisoners graduated, they got off on the right foot, that they went home, that they got a job, that they served as role models for their children, that they were able to pay taxes, they were able to integrate into society. But rather than send somebody else to deliver the message, she went herself to the front lines. And when she went there, she was able to relate some of her own story. She told them about her own life, about overcoming struggles, about fighting for family, about getting a college degree at the age of 57, and about going back to school while raising 3 children. Now, there was a writer there who saw Kim's speech. And this is what they wrote. They said, I watched Kim Reynolds change the lives of the graduating class at the Iowa Women's Correctional Institution. And they wrote, I'll never forget it, and neither will they. That's what she's doing every day. She is a fighter for Iowans who's willing to do hard things. And there's a word for that, and it's called leadership. And that's what Kim's providing. She's had to make tough decisions. But you know what? She has her feet planted firmly, and she's been able to stand up and to fight for Iowans against raising taxes. She's traveled the state fighting for jobs, and in fact, her first major initiative was based around creating jobs, a future-ready Iowa, because she wants that same prosperity and opportunity for every family in this state. I'll also tell you what, you should be proud to have a governor who supports the culture of life here in the state of Iowa. I'll tell you, in Missouri, we had a fight on our hands on this. You know, I'm pro-life. I'm proud to be pro-life. I'm proud to stand as a pro-life governor. And we had a session, and we had a legislative session, where there was some important pro-life legislation that needed to get passed. But the legislature failed to pass it. So what I did was, I called a special session of the legislature. We canceled the politicians' vacations. We brought them back. They got their job done because we need to stand up and to protect life. Now, we are proud we passed pro-life legislation to protect pregnancy care centers all over the state of Missouri. But after we passed this legislation, we were sued. We got sued by Planned Parenthood. We got sued by the ACLU, and we got sued by the Satanic Temple. Now, a bunch of folks came to us and they said, well, aren't you worried? There's all these lawsuits coming in and people are fighting you, turning around. And I said, guys, if we're getting sued by Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, and the Satanic Temple, that means we're doing something right. I'll also tell you, you have a governor in Kim who's willing to stand up and have the backs of our law enforcement officers. And I want to let you know, that leadership makes a difference. You know, many of you probably saw what happened in Missouri during Ferguson. You saw what happened during Ferguson. Well, another issue came up recently in Missouri, and we let everybody know we're doing things differently. We're very clear. Everybody has the constitutional rights to freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and we're very clear. For people who are coming out to peacefully protest, law enforcement officers would be out there to protect you. But we made it very clear that if you assault a law enforcement officer, you're going to be arrested, that there'll be no tolerance for violence and vandalism. And in the past, we'd had leaders in Missouri who said that they wanted to create a safe space for people to loot and to riot. Well, we made it very clear that if you loot or you riot, the only safe space that you're going to have is in a jail cell. And I'll also tell you another similarity between Missouri and Iowa. In Missouri and in Iowa, we know that this flag brings real patriots not to their knees but to their feet, and we're proud to stand for this flag. Governor Reynolds is proud to stand up for it. And she's a longtime advocate for our military, for our veterans, and for their families. You know, as Adam mentioned, I had the opportunity to serve our country as a Navy SEAL. I did 4 deployments overseas to Afghanistan, Iraq, Southeast Asia, the Horn of Africa. Served with men and women in the United States Army, United States Marine Corps, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard. So somebody's clapping for the Army. Go for it, man. That's good stuff, right? Like, and I'll tell you what. What you see there is you see men and women come from every corner of this country. A lot of strong patriots from here in Iowa. And we might wear different uniforms. People might wear different ribbons, different ranks. But the one thing that everybody wears, you know, as they put on their body armor, check their radio, load their rifle, step into a Humvee. Everybody carries the flag of the United States of America. And when we do, it is a proud symbol of what unites us, of what brings us together. And you also know that when patriots give their lives for this country, their caskets are covered in that flag. And we have an obligation to see that their values of service and sacrifice, to see that their values of honor and courage and patriotism live on. And that is why it is so important to have not just elected officials, but also cultural leaders like Kim Reynolds, who are willing to stand up for military families and for patriotic values. Now, one thing that we always emphasize in the Navy SEAL community is we emphasize always from day one the importance of teams. The importance of teams. And I'll tell you what, for our country to move forward, we need to have, and we have to have, a strong team of Republican governors around the country who are driving conservative reforms. And what's great now, when you look around the country, you can see, whether you're looking at Doug Ducey in Arizona or Rick Scott in Florida, all the way across the country, you've got conservative governors who are leading conservative reforms and who are getting things done. Who are getting things done. And I'll tell you this. Here in Iowa, you always send, and you have sent, a proud delegation of strong conservatives to fight for you in Washington, D.C. But we need Republicans, right? In D.C. to get the same message that your delegation is carrying, that we need them to go and to act like conservatives and to act like a majority and to fight for the people of Iowa and to fight for the people of Missouri. Look, you know, the president has an ambitious tax cut and tax reform plan, and I was proud of the fact that he came to announce that plan in my home state of Missouri. I was proud of the fact that he did that. And there's, like I said, there's some good conservatives in Congress, many of them from right here in Iowa. But I'll tell you this, the people of Missouri and the people of Iowa, we want to see results. We're tired of waiting, and we need D.C. to get it done. You know, one of the things that Kim and I both believe is that you measure the quality of leaders by the results that they get. What we also know is that if you care about people, if you love people, then you got to be willing to fight for them. You got to be willing to get results for them. And you know what? I'll tell you what. In Washington, D.C. and around this country, for people who are looking for an example of how to get things done, there's a woman from St. Charles, Iowa, who's getting things done in the state of Iowa. Folks, Kim Reynolds is a fighter. She is a leader. She's a mother and a grandmother. She's somebody who's worked hard to get where she's got and who remembers every single day who she's fighting for. I'm proud to be here to support her. Help me to welcome your incredible governor, Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's give another big round of applause for Governor Greitens. He is a dynamic leader, and I am so proud to have him joining me this evening. You are rocking it in Missouri, and I love the fact that I've got a partner and a friend just south of Iowa. We've already had the opportunity to work together on a couple of issues, and I cannot wait to work with you as we continue to do exactly what you said, grow our states, grow our economy, help elevate and Iowans and Missourians and help them have a better life. Thank you. Well, I want to just say, first of all, good evening, and thank you all so much for being here this evening. You know, Kevin and I are so honored and excited to host the first Harvest Festival, and I'm so humbled by the turnout. As Adam said, we worked really hard, and we're continuing to work really hard to have young people and young professionals be a part of this administration. And it's a little noisy. My table of grandchildren, one by one, they've been drug out of the room. So I'm down to two, I think, and one is sleeping. So you know, that's you all can now breathe a little sigh of relief. But, you know, it's really important, and we want you to be a part of this, and I just want to say thanks so much for being here. I know you're all busy, for taking the time to be here and to support us. And tonight we really are celebrating family and who we are as Iowans. And what better way to do that with great music from the Nadas? Thank you so much, guys, for being here and all you do. Great Iowa band. Barbecue, family activities, and amazing line of speakers. So let's give a big round for the speakers again. So I thanked Governor Greitens, but and you guys don't know this. He just got back from a trade mission. So you talk about doing the duty, and I just really appreciate it. I know what it's like to come back from them. So for you to stop on your way back home and be the keynote tonight, I really appreciate that very much. And on behalf of all of us, thank you for your unwavering service to this country as a Navy SEAL. I can't say that enough. Less than 1% of Americans volunteer to serve, and I've never worn that uniform, and so on the behalf of all of us, thank you for what you do. Senator Ernst, thank you for your friendship. It is such an honor to have known you for this many years, to have worked with you, to have you fighting for us in Washington, D.C. I appreciate also your service to this state and to this country, and I look forward to continuing to fight the battles as we continue to do good things for Iowans. Thank you. Well, Senator Grassley, you're still here, Barbara. Thank you. I like to refer to you as the father of the 99-county tour. You know we're doing the right thing when we do the full Grassley. He challenges each and every one of us to do it every year, and it's the best thing that we do, so thank you for leading that. Thanks for being a staunch defender of the Constitution, Iowa principles, and as we heard earlier, your leadership in really securing Justice Gorsuch. I don't think we can say that enough. It was a tough year, and you hung tough and did the right thing, and we are grateful for that. Congressman King, defender of freedom, our conservative values, candid, independent, principled, you never have to question where that congressman stands. Keep fighting the good fight and doing what you're doing. We appreciate you. Thanks so much. Thanks for being a good friend all these years. Which, of course, brings me then to our chairman. He's still here. Thank you. I know you've got a drive to head back home. We owe you a great deal of gratitude, and I said that earlier, but under your leadership, really, you kept the Republican Party united. Between that leadership and keeping the party united and some phenomenal and outstanding candidates that worked hard, really fit the district, that is the reason I believe that we saw the successes that we did this last election. So thank you. Here's the deal, though. If you think you're getting out of this, you're not. So as we all know, as we travel the state, the liberals are unhinged, and they are out for us. And we need to double down and do all we can. And if you keep fighting, I'll keep fighting. Let's keep this united team together, because, by gosh, we want to build on the successes that we've seen this last legislative session. And we want to keep Iowa moving forward. We don't want them to come in and reverse the good work that we've done. So it's a challenge. I'm in if you're in. Let's lead this party to Republican victories up and down the ticket in 2018. I can almost get as wound up as him. We really can't travel together very often, so we have to kind of we have to give everybody a break, right? Which one are you going to? I'll head the other way. So you know what? A good leader is only as good as the people that they surround them with. And you articulate a vision, and then you empower them to get out there and execute. And I put an incredible team together, and I could not be more proud of the work that they are doing. And no one on that team is more important than my Lieutenant Governor. Adam is a problem solver. He thinks outside of the box. He has an unbelievable work ethic. We talked a lot about really bringing young professionals to the team, and he's responsible for a lot of them that are here tonight by calling and saying, come be a part of this. We want your ideas. We want you to tell us what we're doing right, what we need to do differently to keep you here in Iowa and to bring young Iowans back. So I kind of look at it this way. Not only do I talk the talk, but I walk the walk, because my Lieutenant Governor is the same age as Kevin and I's oldest daughter, and I'm now the old lady on the team. He is a remarkable husband, father, son, and I could not be more proud than to have you as part of my team and as a partner in this administration. Not sure how I feel about being the old lady on the team, but anyway, I'm working on that. Most importantly, I think Kevin left, but he's probably got one of the grandkids. I want to thank my family. I wouldn't be standing here today, honestly, without their encouragement, their support, their love. You hear me say often, they keep me real, they keep me grounded, and they keep me focused. And that's really so critical when you're in public service. Believe me, there's no way that I could do this without them. Even with an incredibly busy schedule, there is nothing more important to me than family. So, Mom, Dad, Doug, Annie, Nicole and Ryan, Jen and Jason, Jess and Scott, and our 9 beautiful grandchildren, and especially Kevin. It's too bad he's not here to say, that man has the patience of Job. And I just love you to pieces, and thanks for everything that you do to keep me going. Kevin's kind of responsible for getting me into politics. A lot of you have heard the story, but, you know, I came from the private sector. I went into county government. I thought there was some things we could be doing a little bit different, you know, for public service and streamlining, efficiencies, technology, and like any good wife, you all ladies, you out there know that, I would go home every night and share my ideas with Kevin on how we could do things different. For about 4 years, I did that, and the current county treasurer decided not to run. I said, shared the latest saga. Nobody was running. He listened for a while, and then he looked at me, and he said, Kim, this is kind of how I see it. So either you run for office, and you implement all those wonderful ideas that you've been sharing with me for the last 4 years, or I don't want to hear another thing about it. So my journey into public service was launched. I'm not one to back away from a challenge. I am so blessed to go to a job every day that I love. It's an unbelievable honor to serve as the governor of this great state. You know, I love this state and what it represents. I'm a rural Iowa girl, a fifth-generation Iowan who grew up in a small town. Yet I was able to run for county office, to serve as a state senator, elected as a lieutenant governor, and now as the 43rd governor and first woman governor of the great state of Iowa. And honestly, that story is reflective of what can happen in this great state when you have a passion, you want to make a difference, and you're not afraid to go out there and work for it. Growing up in Iowa, I learned the importance of community, love of country, of hard work, and of discipline. I learned the value of a dollar and not to waste it, and that's a lesson you'll be happy to know that I apply every day as governor. But most importantly, I learned to place my faith in God. And it's those fundamental values that shape who I am today. It's those values that guide me when I'm leading this state and when I'm fighting on behalf of Iowans. And whether that's defending a robust renewable fuel standard to keep rural Iowa growing and our farmers strong, or working to expand markets and bring investments into the state, or working to create a competitive business environment, which means bringing down taxes, so that entrepreneurs and business owners can do what they do best, and that's provide jobs for Iowans. They keep our main streets vibrant, and they help grow our economy. Or helping Iowans obtain the skills that they need for the careers of today and the jobs of tomorrow. or ensuring that our children receive a quality education that prepares them for the 21st century jobs. So rest assured, I'm never satisfied with the status quo, and it's that desire to make a difference that drives me. And I won't stop until every Iowan, no matter where they live, have the same opportunity to succeed, have a satisfying career, a great quality of life, and to raise a family in a safe place. I've seen firsthand what can happen when we share a common belief in the future. It will help us build a better Iowa for the benefit of our children, our grandchildren, and for many more generations to come. I am so excited and optimistic about our future and the capacity and the opportunities that lie ahead. And with everyone here together, I have no doubt that we will build a better Iowa. So thank you for coming. God bless you. God bless this great state. Thank you, Governor Greitens, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you.